Hey, Charles, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
How you been, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Been a while, man. I got COVID. I went on vacation since the last time we talked.
Lots happened, yo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Third time getting it, bro.
Oh, shit. How was it?
So this time it wasn't as bad as the first one. I feel like it gets easier every time.
Yeah.
But I just refuse to get that that vaccine, man. But even people I know with the vaccine, they keep getting it too. So I don't think it really matters, you know?
Yeah, totally. I agree. I refuse to get it too. And I know a few people that actually, I had a buddy that was like vaccinated and then like, we were both like, my girlfriend got COVID and then fucking, we both ended up getting it too from her. Like, it didn't make any difference whether you had the vaccine or didn't have it, you know?
Right. And what kind of like set us off about it? My wife knows two different people, one younger, one older, that both had strokes after getting the vaccine. So I was like, man, I'm cool on that. I ain't trying to get a stroke right now, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I know a bunch of, I've heard a bunch of bad shit about it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know? So I see they put you on a service credit. Looks like they're working out everything on your base program. I'm calling regarding Google Guarantee though. Did you ever figure out the background portion? You were good to go on that?
Yeah, was it 5 years or 7 years?
7 years.
Oh, shit. I'm not completely sure if I made the 7. I think I remember looking at it and being like, okay, I think I'm good for 5, but I'm not positive about the 7. I'd have to, like, really examine the paperwork. Because some of the stuff, is it the date that, was it the actual date that you incurred the charge or the date that, like,
they run the background check, which would be, So usually we run that, like, you get the application all submitted to us. We get that background check going usually the next day.
No, I'm saying, when does Google consider the start of the 7-year mark?
When the background checks ran.
No, I mean, like, from the beginning date of your record. I mean, is it from the date of the charge or the date of the conviction, or how does that work?
Oh, good question.
I'm, like, so close on the marker that I was like, shit, like some of it was, like, an ongoing thing, whereas, like, you know, like, I got arrested past 7 years ago, but then, like, you know, going into the 7-year marker, they're still, like, you know, telling me, like, this and that, you know?
I get what you're saying. So the question is, did they go from when you were charged or when your sentence ended, right? Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Basically, like...
I have to find out. I don't really know the answer to that one, you know?
Yeah. But anyways, I have an ex-girlfriend, though, that has got, like, a perfect record. And she would be willing to... I'm just getting ready to refile all my stuff for, like, my LLC and everything.
Oh, okay, good.
Here. So, potentially, what I can do is just put her down, right? Because you can just file... I mean, like, if I have her listed as an officer or whatever.
Yeah, then you're good.
Then we can run the background check with her, right?
Right. It doesn't even require license, I believe, in your area. I thought it was just insurance. Let me double check though real fast. Hold on. I have it in here, but there's been so many notes on your account. I'm just gonna look it up real quick. All right, so, yeah, license isn't required. It's just the insurance and the background check.
The insurance and the background check.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, let me double check that. And what I could potentially do, too, is I could try to scan those documents on my phone, the ones that are, like, in the 7-year time frame or whatever. And then send them over to you and let you see them or whatever, or
yeah, that'd be cool, and then I could show it to, like, our Google Guarantee tech. But what I'm going to do, because I need to find out the answer to your question, too, so I'm going to meet with Perry and just see exactly if they go off of the, like, charge date or the end of the sentence, you know? Because I really don't know the answer to that one. It's a good question.
Yeah, like, is it they want you, like, to be clean, like, off probation and, you know, or is it, like, the date that you're actually arrested or the date you're convicted? You see what I'm saying?
I get exactly, like, what you're saying. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch. Yeah, so I had a bunch that were, like, you know, like, I might have been arrested before the 7-year marker, but mm-hmm. then I was actually convicted of it after
the... Within the 7-year marker. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Within the 7-year marker. Yeah, like, that was... Because, you know, originally, you know, you have your arraignment and all that stuff, you know?
Right,
it would have
right.
been, like, you know, but... So I'm just curious, like, how is Google going to view that? So, anyways, but we'll get through it, because I definitely want to do this, and the sooner the better. I've been talking to my ex-girlfriend about this whole, I don't know if I should just call her my friend or what, but... talking to her, I was just talking to her about a bunch of business stuff. I mean, like, I just have to, because I'm not too, sorry, I'm hanging off the side of the building right now. I'm squeezing.
Oh, you're good. Stuff. You're good, brother.
I'm like, I got to my Bluetooth, so if I'm, like, losing my breath or something, or my voice is fast, just because I'm, like, right here.
Right, I get it.
Really far stretches. Yeah, so potentially, I think I need to refile a new LLC this year. I want to refile as an S-Corp. And then if I put her down as an officer, we can just run her name, right?
Yeah. Technically, you don't even need to put her down as an officer. You just put her down as a face-to-face employee. I've had a client that before that... his situation was different, though. I have one with the same situation. He has a record, and he used his wife, you know, and it went through past flying colors, you know. So you don't even really have to put her on the license. You just put her as a face-to-face employee, you know.
A face-to-face employee.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, does she have to be on the actual business license, or how do I...
No, license isn't required for your industry. It's just going to be the insurance, which needs to reflect the business name on it, right? And then the background check, which the way it would work, and you got to get an okay from her, right? But we would put her information down instead of yours. That'd be like our workaround, you know?
Yeah, so what do I have to do in order to make her a legit part of the business?
So, purposes through California, that's, like, different, right? For Google, we just put her as the face-to-face employee. Really nothing needs to be done, because license isn't required.
Right, so I just designate her as a face-to-face employee.
Exactly.
Okay. So, basically, we could actually start this process, like, tomorrow.
We could, yeah, definitely. Okay. If we're doing it under your name only, then we need to find out that, you know, is it the conviction date or the charge date or whatever on that, right? But if we're doing hers and she has a clean record, you're good to go. There's nothing more you need to do. You just need her information.
She's got a totally clean record. I mean,
okay.
She's,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, so I just need to talk to her. I need to check my record, too. Yeah, because, you know, Google does have a copy of my business license.
Okay.
So they potentially, if they wanted to, they could potentially look at the copy of my business license, see that she's not on it, and then would that make any difference or not?
No, because Google Guarantee, you're going through a different application process. So, and we're a Google Premier partner, so we're the ones submitted it. You'll be totally good to go. I have a client that did it before, and it worked out perfectly, you know?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, we're definitely interested. Yeah, I went and got my record the other day, and it was, like, looking at it, and I wasn't completely sure. Some of it, I was like, I think it's just 5 or 7. I remember telling myself, like, well, if it's 5, I'm probably cool, but... It's
7 for sure, but I'll still meet with Perry and I'll get an answer on that, like the conviction date thing. That'll give you time to talk with her too, you know.
Because this next week, I'm just kind of slammed with doing this huge job right now. Yeah, this week's up than I did week because it was a Rangers shot, but
yeah.
Potentially next week, I don't really have anything scheduled, like any work per se, so this would be, and right now I was really like thinking to myself, geez, we really need to get like going with some type of advertising or something, you know?
Yeah, Google Guarantee, it's amazing. Like, you'll absolutely love it. The only thing is you got to get that application process started. That's the first part. Usually that'll take like 3-4 weeks to be finished, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw there's a lot of window cleaners out my area too that are doing this now. It's like becoming super popular.
It's going to keep getting more and more popular too, because it's just a lot of companies don't know about it right now, but it's amazing, man. Like, every client that I have that uses it loves it. So we'll keep,
really?
Like, growing. Yeah.
I was actually talking to another company the other day, and they were saying, like, yeah, we... Because I get these SEO companies calling me all the time. They want me to, like, switch. They're actually telling me all the time, like, oh, Local Splash isn't doing their job, da-da-da-da-da. We ran your profile, and the analytics aren't adding up. And I don't know if I told you this, though. I'm like, that's why they gave me that credit, is because I'm like, dude, we're going on, like, 2 or 3 months now of... working with you guys, and like we're still like so far off the page you can't even find us, and I'm racking up reviews all the time. Like, I've racked up 10 reviews, you know, 5-star reviews, you know, and
right,
blogging on Facebook and doing all this stuff, and I'm like, dude, what do I have to do in order to get back on the first page, you know?
Yeah,
and
so you're doing everything you need to do, and we're optimizing you, right? Like, I remember you got suspended or something, and then we reinstated it, and that kind of dropped it down the list, and then they redid your area, and they're on it, though, and that's why they did the service credit, too. That way they can make sure, you know, we're getting you where you need to be. But as far as the other companies calling, man, there's, like, thousands of them. So you're going to get those calls where they're, like, you know, bashing us when it's BS, you know? Like, we've been in business 18 years. We're a good company, for sure.
Well, I've actually, I've also been, I was also, yeah, so I was talking to them, and I forgot what I was just about to say. And, we need to get some advertising programs going, because, right now it's just killing me that we're not, like, there's no work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just total stuff. So, yeah, I want to get back. Listen on Google. Start doing the Google guarantees. And then, in addition, maybe even, like, I don't even know. You know any other good programs that are really good? I mean,
Google Guarantee is the very best. So we offer Google Ads, which is pay-per-click, Facebook Ads. You know, you're already on a custom website design, local SEO, right? Google Guarantee is like top of the line. It's the best product Google offers, best lead program on the market.
I'm telling you,
that's what you're going to want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. That's what I kind of figured. But you know what I was going to tell you is, so I talked to this company at the end. They're like, yeah, you should sign up with us, da, 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 da. But we have a minimum, and I told them, I said, well, I'm probably going to be doing Google Guarantees. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, well, we have a minimum spend budget on that. And so I was like, well, what's your minimum spend budget? And they tried to give me this long explanation about, like, oh, well, we just find it's hard for businesses to compete, and da-da-da-da-da, like $1,500. And I'm like, $1,500?
No.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like...
Cash grab.
I'm like, I'm like, how does that even make sense? Because I said, as far as I know, like, window cleaning Google Guarantee is a lot cheaper than, like, say, like, you know, something else where it's like $1,000 a click, where here it's like, you know, 10, 15 bucks a click.
And yeah, there's no better $1,000 a lead, but there's like $100, $150 leads, like in foundation, et cetera. But yours is $12 per lead with a $156 minimum budget. So they really don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
That's what it sounded like, because I'm like, how, like $1,500? He's like, yeah, this gives you a chance to compete, because some of these people keep their stuff running 24/7, and there's some weird explanation, and I'm like, dude, $1,500, like, that sounds crazy to me. Like, it's a one-set budget for any trade or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I have clients that pay that. I mean, I have a guy in New York that pays for 200 leads a month, you know? So, but
well, it's not that I can be willing to do that.
Start with the minimum budget and just see how it works. And then once you see how it works, you're going to want to up the amount of leads you're taking on, obviously, you know?
Right. Once you start getting the work, absolutely, dude. Like, I think there's no shortage of guys that can do the work. So.
Right.
Dude, if we can get the jobs, it'll be worth it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But with that said, so yeah, we'll just start out at like 200 or whatever, and then moving forward, hopefully we can just cut that budget all the way up to these guys. You know,
and it's fair to, like, my guy that takes on 200 leads a month, right? Like, in the winter, like, December, right? He didn't really hit those 200. So what happens is the rest rolls over to the following month, you know? So it's fair the way it works, too, you know?
What do you mean? Like, if you don't do that.
So if you do 200 leads, for example, and let's say you got 100 leads, right? Then the following month, your additional 100 leads roll over, right? Meaning it doesn't add to 300 leads. It just means that now you have to pay for 100 to replenish it. You know?
Right. So you don't burn your full leads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They don't burn you for the ones that you signed up for that you didn't get.
Yeah, exactly. We weren't like, oh, sorry.
right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, So
you said next week
to follow up? Yeah, probably next week. I have to check the paperwork and see like what it says, or have you guys help me take a look at it, because it's such a grip of stuff, and then potentially just, and also talk to her. And
yeah, I'll get the answer from Perry too on what you asked. But it sounds like really like the safest bet would be to run hers, you know. But obviously she's got to be okay with that too, you know. So
oh yeah, she'll totally be okay with it. But then I just have to strategically. I mean, well yeah, she'll totally be okay with it. But then I got to figure out some type of way, because we've been talking about her working with these drivers, and she calls us all these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call like, hey, we're going to use your name, and then it's not the answer for you.
right.
You know?
Right, for sure. Like, my other client that did that, it's his wife. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's getting it, everything's in it for her.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, so.
That,
yeah, but anyway, yeah. But she's a good friend of mine, and I look out for her all the time, you know what I mean? Like, she's
yeah.
good friends, and yeah, I look out for her tough all the time, so I don't think she's going to. She was ever, you know, she's not like it necessarily like I have to give her something, but I want her to be, anyways, I'm trying to get her to be a part of the business, dude, because we got like, you know, I mean, they're just like, she only works like 3 days a week, she has her own business, but I'm like, dude, I don't know why you're not working with me. Help
right.
Get business, you know what I mean? Like, you can like make so much money, you know? Like,
right.
I mean, I don't know about so much, but, you know, like for instance, the other day I walked into this building, and this eight-story building, and asked them for, if they were looking for somebody to wash their windows or whatever,
mm-hmm.
looking for exterior building maintenance, and they're like, oh my gosh, we've totally been looking for somebody. And long story short, that took me 15 minutes, and then I'm pretty sure I secured like, you know, 30 plus grand worth of work off of that place.
Right.
This year.
Right. Smart.
They're like, we're going to add that. Yeah, we're going to add. Yeah, so that's $30,000. So what if she had, you know, what if she had walked in and done that and then got like a 10% commission on it, you know?
Right. Three grand right
dude,
there. Are you?
3 grand in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I could have done like 35 of those buildings that day like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe not landed them all. Maybe not landed them all, but, I mean, that took me 15 minutes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what I told her. I'm like, dude, I'm at, like, even at, you know, I mean, just do the math. I mean, that's not particularly, like, that's like a ridiculous amount of money you can make just doing that kind of stuff, you know?
No, nah,
there's obviously
sure.
not an unlimited, and there's a limited number of those accounts that are close by. You know what I mean?
Right, and
so,
the amount you guys can handle, and yeah, for sure, a lot that goes into it. You know?
Yeah. So obviously that was like a, you know, like a best case scenario kind of deal. But
right.
Anyways, so yeah, I've been trying to get her to do that. Today she called me some stuff. Like her daughter is like, I don't know what her daughter does. Like she has something to do with pumpkin, I don't know, but she said her daughter wants a pamphlet or something to give to her work because they build a lot of homes, and her daughter's husband builds a lot of homes, and they build homes and they property manage and all this stuff. She's like, yeah, I want to offer them some packages, or I don't know, she's saying, talking about packages, and I'm thinking like, I told him, like, I can't just give you, like, a one-size-fits-all price, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, you know, I'm like, dude, it's kind of a lot more to it, you know? Like, I can't just, you know, I mean, sometimes I can do that on some stuff, you know, but, like, you know, some window cleaners do a thing where they go, oh, 20 exterior windows, $200, you know?
Mm.
So, I mean, that might kind of work in the slow season or something like that, or they used to have an ad, like, 20 windows, $300, with the, 20 windows, yeah, I don't know, 20 residential windows, $300 or something, but I don't know that. That's just, like, super, you know what I mean? Because you get those fucking nickel and dime groups that just want to, like, I see it, bro, I see it, man. You see, you get those nickel and dime groups that are, like, I mean, trying to give you like 20 of like the most impossible windows.
Right.
I haven't been cleaned in 50 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, for sure.
I just hate. Yeah, anyway, so, alright, so I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to check on my record, Daniel. And maybe you can get back to me with the answers on.
The record, like,
your buddy.
Yeah, I'll talk to Perry. Yeah, he'll know the answer to that for sure. So I'll get with him, and then I'll follow up with you, like, on Monday, or you can always call to you, whichever's easier, and then, yeah, I'll have that answer for you. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day. Pleasure speaking with you again.
All right, pleasure speaking with you. Thank you, Daniel.
All right, Charles.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.